I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all.
The roll call has been taken. Could I have a... And Kristen Novosich, I just talked to her. She's trying to get her. Her battery was dead on her vehicle, and she is en route. So roll call is done. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes, Ms. Hawkins?
Motion to approve the previous minutes.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Glasper on a question. All in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Before I do the speakers, I want to mention a couple of things. One is you have the Abilene Trophy, which is down in our, there's like a little place, a cabinet on the first floor that shows the Abilene Trophy. That's a very good trophy that this area was awarded by the national, I guess it's the national government orders, does that, Jill? But it's because Scott Air Force Base and the community involvement for Scott Air Force Base. And we're trying to get that award 2 years in a row. So there's something on your before you about the Abilene Trophy. That's just for your information. We have a couple of awards here today. The first one I want to do is get a hold of Larry Pfeiffer, and we have an award that's going to be given to Mr. Mark Benita, our circuit clerk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you to the board for a few moments on your agenda this evening. Not often do you have the opportunity to do something in your official capacity, but also to do something to a good and dear friend. And tonight I have that opportunity. Mark Benita, as you all know, one of your elected officials here in Madison County, has given a year of his service to an association called the Illinois Association of County Officials, where he serves as the president. He relinquished those duties to me this last November. And talk about hard shoes, big shoes to fill. But Mark has set the stage quite well for us. I've been in position just for a few weeks and been trying to pick up on some of his initiatives, and one of which was an initiative that's called Why Counties Matter. And that's a neat project that we're going to try to carry on from his good works that he began. IACO is a part of a larger group of the National Association of County Officials, and we're finding that there's some good data out there that shows that counties do matter. They matter very much. And why Mark couldn't speak for the clerks and the assessors and the boards and the treasurers, I can assure you he did a very good job of speaking on your behalf. So this evening, I'm honored to present the plaque to Mark Benita for his year of service to the Illinois Association of County Officials. And I can assure you, he represented Madison County quite well. Thank you.
Before I have Mark speak, I should mention that Larry is the regional superintendent of schools, the district north of us. And how long have you been in that position?
12 years.
So 12 years.
Calhoun, Green, Jersey, and Macoupin counties.
So he is also a countywide elected official. Mark Benita.
You know, it was an honor to serve as the president representing all of the county officials in the state of Illinois. It was an organization that when I joined was a little different than the organization that I leave Larry, and I'm quite proud of that. The organization that I joined had a bigger budget for entertainment than they had for education. We changed that. It is an organization that's dedicated to bringing value to our members by helping them be better county officials and to represent their taxpayers better. And to promote, actually, county government to the citizens. And that's it, is that I've been with the county for a very long time. It's been my entire career. And I have to tell you, I'm very proud. I'm very proud of Madison County. Larry was talking about this, is that when the snow on the back roads are removed, Nobody questions it. Nobody thinks about it because that's what we should do. When a child molester is arrested in your neighborhood, we have a jail, and we put him in that jail. And nobody even thinks about whether or not we have a jail or not. Of course we have a jail. That's what we do. Good government, in a lot of ways, is invisible. You don't notice that road that you're driving on until you hit a pothole. You don't notice that county government's missing until it's not there. What we hope to do with the county officials is to just tell the story about what we do and how we can do it better. I just want to point out something here about Madison County. Madison County has been a part of our leadership in the county officials. Rick Fasson was the president. Bob Diber was president of the regional superintendents. Our sheriff served as president twice. I think our county clerk served as the assessor, president of the assessors also. So Madison County has been among the leaders in the state, and I'm proud of that. Our record comes under a lot of people maligning us, but in fact, the fact that we are a entity that's out there that's practically out of debt. I mean, there's zero debt except for the jail bonds. And the jail bonds, we're talking about 1% of our total budget. I can tell you, because I've associated with county officials all across the state, there are a lot of counties that would love to have our fiscal health. So, I want to tell you about the county IACO because it's important. How much does it cost to go to a conference? Well, it's a small cost considering the cost of ignorance, the cost of not knowing when there's new legislation in there, the cost of not knowing what to do when it comes to disciplining employees, the cost of not being able to miss out on an opportunity to talk to your peers about how to do things better. So I encourage all of you as county board members to start lobbying the chairman, to start coming to some of these county official conferences, because we've got a lot that we can share with you. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
We have two other awards that I like to do real fast. If I, because I think you're standing over here, I'll do the Edwardsville soccer team first. If I could have the Edwardsville board members come down and join me. And this is a resolution. You can come on over here if you like. This is a County Board, County of Madison County, Illinois resolution honoring the Edwardsville High School 2013 Illinois High School Association State Soccer Champions. Whereas Edwardsville High School recently completed its 2013 season, and whereas the Tigers excelled throughout the season with a 21-3-2 record, and whereas the team advanced to the state finals in Hoffman Estates, Illinois, and won the Class 3A championship by defeating Willing High School, and whereas the title was the second state championship for the Edwardsville High School's boys soccer team, and whereas the squad consisted of a very talented group of players and coaches, and whereas the Madison County Board recognizes Coach Mark Hinderscheid.
Pretty close.
Yes. Okay. You guys got to get simpler names for me. Assistants Randy Chapman and Tom Rainswitz. Is he here?
He's not here.
Okay, that's okay. I messed it up.
It was worse than
that. Okay. And the Tigers for their hard work and commitment that has brought their school and community this honor. Now, therefore, be resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes the Edwardsville Tigers for his outstanding season and being named a 2013 3A State Soccer Champions, adopted this 18th day of December 2013, signed by myself as County Board Chairman, Debbie Ming Mendoza as County Clerk. Jack, would you make this form of
so
motion?
Moved.
Would you second it? We have a motion and a second. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. I take it you're the coach?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank
and
you.
Second, were you the coach the first time you won, too?
Yes.
Well, two times. That's good. And I'm going to have you do two things. If you want to talk a little bit about the game and then also introduce your players.
Sure. Well, first, I want to thank you very, very much for this. This is quite an honor to be here.
I think that we, the boys, really represented Edwardsville very, very well. It was a season that had great promise at the beginning, and wasn't always easy, but that's how life is. We had a time early in the year where we had to second guess what we were doing at moments, but then we strung out a very good play at the very end, and so in the end did very well. The Wheeling team was a very excellent team. Had a striker who was the Chicago Sun Times Player of the Year. He was outstanding, but we had a very, very good defending squad as well as an attacking one. And so I think we played an outstanding couple of games in the state finals and did well. And like I was talking to Mr. Jack Minter outside at one point, for he and I, it was quite an honor just to make it to the state finals. And I would have done anything just to have made the Elite Eight and ended up in Champaign for a basketball, but alas, that just never was going to happen. But for here, it's been quite an honor for me to bring a couple teams up there and then to win it. And could certainly not do it without outstanding kids. And I have some players here I'd like to introduce. And I'm going to tell you, they're not only very, very good soccer players, but they're very good citizens. Have some excellent students up here, and they certainly make me proud, and they should make you all proud as well. So if I would, I'd like to introduce. First player here is Landon Paul. He scored the first goal in the state championship game and helped us to secure the win. Next player is Connor Wright. Next player is Brent Heinlein, who had the luxury of making All-State this year, and he had the game winner in the state championship game. Our next player is Andrew Effler. Next player is Justin Lowry. Next player is Hayden Hessler. And then, thank you, Josh. Our star defender there that I could not see behind Hayden was Josh Kowalis. And I think that wraps us up, except for my two kids at the end, and thank goodness they're being quiet. So I think that should do it. Again, I'd like to conclude by saying thank you very, very much for this. Again, it is quite an honor. And for me, again, it was a thing that I always dreamed about as a young boy, to try and make it to the state finals. And it was still fun to participate in sports. It was quite an honor just to do that. But to now take a number of teams up to the state series and to win a couple of these has been really, really, really neat. So I can just live vicariously through them. Okay. All right. Thank you.
We have one more award. If I can have the Collinsville Knights of Columbus and the Collinsville board members please join me, I would appreciate it. I enjoy doing this one because I am also a Knights of Columbus, and I actually have worked at their fish fry in Collinsville, and I will put a little plug in. They got about the best fish in the county. So I wanted to put that little plug in for Knights of Columbus. But this is County of Madison County, Illinois resolution commemorating 100 years of service by the Collinsville Knights of Columbus, whereas the Collinsville Knights of Columbus Council number 1712 was chartered on December 14, 1913, and since has been devoted to serving the greater Collinsville community, whereas the Knights of Columbus proposes purposes include means that support the Catholic Church, provide financial protection for families, and engage to work for charity to benefit the less fortunate. And whereas the Collinsville Knights of Columbus has celebrated a centennial throughout this year, which culminated with a celebratory mass and dinner on December 14th. And whereas the County Board wishes to congratulate the Collinsville Knights of Columbus for many years of service to the community of Collinsville, now therefore be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recommends commemorates the 100th anniversary of the Collinsville Knights of Columbus, adopted this 18th day of December, signed by myself and Debbie Ming Mendoza. Joe, would you make that a form of a motion, please?
So moved.
Larry, would you second it? Okay. What's that?
Liz should have made it.
Okay, well, Liz, let Liz make it then. Liz will make the motion. She's from Collinsville. And then, Larry, you want to second it?
I'll second it.
Okay, all in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Congratulations. They do have a fish fry every Friday. You know, I don't know if you guys still have the bingo on that, but I've been there working at the fish fry a few times in the past. But would one of you like to make a comment?
Just on behalf of the Knights of Columbus, we thank you for your consideration.
Two speakers to the board that are given 3 minutes each. The first speaker I have on the schedule is Mr. Bob Despain. You can take your time coming down, and we won't start the clock until you get down here. Is that somebody's phone going on? Oh. Well, I'm going to have people remove their ties before the meeting next time, too. Mr. Despain, you have 3 minutes, and after 2.5 minutes, you will help me do this. And in 3 minutes, I'll close you off.
Thank you. Good evening. Bob Despain, Collinsville. How this board conducts the people's business is at least as important as what you do. For example, the form used to request to address the Madison County Board asks for an explanation of what the resident wants to talk about. Think about that. That only benefits this board and administrators, and clearly not the county taxpayers whom you represent. Next, the board's meeting agendas prepared by the county clerk for this meeting states to members of the Madison County Board. I believe the least that should be done is to eliminate that self-serving phrase. The clerk could look at the agendas of Alton, Collinsville, and Edwardsville for agenda examples. All three cite the right to speak law on their agendas. Clearly, that item should appear on the county agenda. The board should welcome all of its residents to present their improvement opportunities. When the chairman presents recipient award, he faces the board members. This podium here is positioned in such a manner that I knocked it over last time, and I'm not too sure everybody can hear me, but it's meant mainly to talk to these folks and people who are not familiar, you've seen before, are standing here talking, trying to figure out where they can hold the stuff. Maybe we can figure out a better way to do that. Before I start on the final issue, I want to give a compliment to Finance and Government Operations Committee under the chair of Jack Minner, who I've never known and I couldn't recognize him if he's here. I believe Mr. Minner has the only committee that provides audio, and I am an advocate of transparency. I hope he takes that to the executive committee and initially requests a video. Lastly, apparently the state's attorney has done nothing to cease this board's violation of the Open Meetings Act regarding convenient times for the public. Telling our youth that state laws can be broken is a bad example. Change comes in small increments and sometimes should be started. And how it's done is important. Thank you for your attention.
Mr. Despain, you had 3 seconds to go, so you had that timed out. You did a good job.
I worked on it.
Is Susan Veith here? Is there a Susan Veith here? Okay, we'll move on with the meeting. Correspondence.
Chairman
Chairman, we have a zoning petition from the property owners wanting to have private gun club. We have the public notice for the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. We have the monthly report of the county clerk, the circuit clerk, and the recorder. We have the monthly report from the coroner's office. We have the monthly report from the regional superintendent of education. We have the population report from the sheriff's office and the treasurer's monthly investment report. That's all.
Okay, and other appointments, the first one I want to bring to your attention is the Madison County Board appointments. The only changes are underlined. Ann Gorman will be chairman of the information systems as of now. And if you have any other questions, feel free to let me know. We'll vote on these, and you want to bring in the other?
Yes, sir. The Alton Regional Convention and Visitors Bureau, Leroy Emmerich, is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. The Miracle Manor Lightning District, Tammy Davis, is recommended for appointment to the unexpired term of Larry Rutter, who has resigned. The Salem Cemetery Association, Wayne Stilley, is recommended for reappointment to a new six-year term. Gary D. Henshin is recommended for reappointment to a new six-year term. The Southwestern Illinois Development Authority, Robert Lombardi, is recommended for reappointment to a new three-year term. The 708 Madison County Mental Health Board, Charlotte Charbonnier, is recommended for reappointment to a new four-year term. Michael J. Durbin is recommended for appointment to a new four-year term. Nick Petrillo is recommended for reappointment to a new four-year term. Christine Wallace is recommended for reappointment to a new four-year term. That's all.
Okay. I will entertain a motion to approve
motion
those
to
appointments.
Approve.
We have a motion by Mr. Who made that motion? I'm sorry. That's Dorian. Second, Mr. Alons on the question. All in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. We'll go to Buildings and Facilities Management Committee, Mr. Adler.
Mr. Chairman, the Building and Facilities Management Committee wishes you to approve the holiday resolution for 2014. I make that in form of motion, sir.
We have a motion. Is
there a second?
Second.
We have a second on the question. Mr. Masson, second it. On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Anything else, Mr. Adler?
Yes, sir. I would like to move that we approve a resolution to authorize the purchasing of natural gas from a retail natural gas supplier, a resolution to renew the annual janitorial services contract for designated Madison County facilities, a resolution to renew the annual elevator maintenance contract for select county elevators at various county facilities, and awarding a contract to rebuild a 350-ton train chiller in the Madison County Administration Building.
Okay, we have a – you make that in a form of motion. Is there a second?
I have a question.
We have a second.
I have a question.
Yes, Mrs. Kuhn.
I had two questions on that. One was, with the bidding policy being three, why was there only one bid?
Chiller?
Yeah.
I believe 40. That's sole source. They're
I believe it's a train contract, Joe, and it's train equipment, and they're the authorized service vendor for train in the St. Louis area.
The only one?
Yes, Miss Ma'am.
Okay. And then the other question was, what would this cost new, this chiller?
$350,000. It's around $260,000 to replace it.
Okay.
Would you say it's quite a bit of money.
It's around $260,000 to replace it.
$115,000.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Roll call. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Adler?
Thank you, sir.
County Institutions Committee, Mr. Petrillo.
I have a report from the Historical Museum that I'd just like to have placed on file.
And we will do that. Okay. Under the Executive Committee, Mr. Minner, I'm going to have you bring this in. For clarification, I've been asked to bring these in separate. Is it if you want to bring in 1, 3, and 4 at the same time, or you want them all separate, or how do you want – is it – you want to – 2, we can bring in 1, 3, 4 at one time, and 2 at the other time? Okay. Okay, bring in the first two, Mr. Minter, and then we're...
Separate one and two.
Okay, bring them in separate, Mr. Minter.
Very good. I think I just read Matt will bring them all in separate.
Yeah, just bring them all separate.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the executive committee has four items for your consideration. One, a resolution establishing salaries for county clerk, county treasurer, county sheriff to be elected November 2014. Move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
I have a question.
Hold on. Let me get a second first. We have a second. Somebody on the machine, second it, please. We got it. Okay. On the, I'm sorry, Mr. Madison.
Thank you. On E1 and E3 for the stipends, just E1.
We're on E1
it's a similar question, so I won't bring it in for three. I would like to know. What these stipends are for, maybe what they were designed to do, and we don't, that's the wrong one.
Okay.
I apologize.
Okay. Anything on question one?
Senior moment.
Okay, not a problem. Okay. Roll call.
Pardon me. Are you still calling for questions on number one?
Yes.
This isn't an easy thing to do because after we met for a short while to discuss these raises, my initial thoughts were this is fine. I believe that there are people that deserve raises. I'm working from the premise that at some point in time, the six positions we are trying to put on a level ground, believing that each one of those positions have duties and responsibility that we place at that same level, that we consider them equal, if you will. As I look at this and looked at it over the weekend, I noticed that at this particular point in time, there's like just under $3,000 difference between the Group A and the Group B. If we approve this contract, what it appears to me, and I can be stand to be corrected because I'm not a math genius, it appears to me that next year, that difference would grow to $3,500. If we continue to have this type of contract, the differences between A and B will get nothing but greater. So at some point, working on, again, the premise that they're even and equal, it's going to be pretty difficult to all of a sudden say, we need to put in this X amount of dollars to put all of them at that same wage. So, quite frankly, I'm at a quandary of what to do. I've had, and I don't know that I could explain it clearly, and I don't know that this is the place nor the time to try to explain it clearly, but I do see, as I looked at it, as three options, and one of them, of course, would be to table this and to address that issue and see if we could make these salaries more comparable in a shorter period of time.
And let me try to answer that before you do that. You can't change the salaries that were set for the other elected officials in the past.
That's true.
So all we're doing is sitting for the elected officials in the future.
That's
and
true.
Just for you to understand, because I don't think if you're not on executive member meeting, you probably don't know what the difference between A and B is. B is the ones that we're voting on now. Even with what we're doing today on these salaries, they're going to get paid less than the ones that were set 2 years ago.
Yes.
They're going to be $3,000 under. So you're going to have the sheriff of the county, for example, making less money than a recorder of deeds. The time that you would probably answer that would be not this time, it would be 2 years later. It would be in 2 years.
Well, that is another option as well as I looked at this. I mean, one thing would be we could possibly take that $2,974 and give that to B, and that would immediately make A and B equal, I think, at this time. But from there, then you'd have to do the figuring of the contract, which I don't think would work out at 2%, 2%, 2%. And then, of course, or we could, like you suggested, but to me it appears that at some point in time, if we wait a couple of years down the road, we're looking at possibly group A, taking a 0%, and possibly the next year getting a raise of $108. That would even it. Now, I agree. I mean, some of you guys right off the bat are probably thinking, what's this guy talking about? But as I looked at it, I don't see that as we go 2% for the next 4 years, and A does have 2 years yet on their contract, and they're going at 2.5, it appears to me that the difference between their salaries will widen. And so I guess one of my concerns is, shouldn't we be addressing the difference between their salaries as soon as possible rather than later?
And that was brought up at the executive committee. The problem that we had is that first year you would be looking at a little bit over a 5% increase, and I just don't think that's a reality. And you know, I know everyone has been taking I can't say enough about what the board members have been doing on their salaries. You know, these elected officials took a 0-0 in the past. I haven't had anyone complain about the 2.2%. They understand it, and probably the best fix to me would fix it in two years when you set the other ones. But I didn't think it was feasible to bring these up that first year to 5%. And to be honest, I think that would have been a tough vote for a lot of people on this board. And that was discussed at the executive committee meeting, and I think this was a compromise. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
You know. I understand your concerns.
This is only for elected officials.
This is only for the this is for the three that are up now, and it's the county treasurer, the county clerk, and the sheriff's department. And even with this increase, and what Mr. Petrillo, what you're saying is correct, they will be making less money than the other elected officials, but I don't see an easy way to fix that. And I didn't think we wanted to bring up a 5% increase the first year. Mr. Asadorian? I'm just being honest about it.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. It was always my understanding that we have two groups and that they basically are equal for 2 years. And then one group goes ahead 2 years later because of the election process and everything else. So we're not going to have that now. Is that
what changed is with the when the economy – let's put the cards on the table. When the economy changed, you know, we had some problems – this county board made cuts that we had to make, and we froze salaries. And every elected official, the countywide people, took two zeros, two pay freezes. And then I think all union people have taken one. All department heads have taken one. The only people I think that has gotten an increase was the sheriff's protection, which got a 2.5, and that's only because they went through binding arbitration. So, once again, this is the dilemma that you have. You know, if you bring them up to level, you could do that, but you'd be voting a 5% increase that first year, and I don't think we can do that, my personal opinion, as a public policy, now when, you know, I just don't think that's be reality. I think when the time to fix this would be 2 years later. I mean, that's just my opinion. I mean, we talked about this at finance, I mean, the executive committee for quite a while. Mr. Petrillo, I mean, I don't want to get in a debate here. I just want to go... Okay, Mr. Malone?
And we discussed that, too. I think the only way you're going to do this, if it's in 2 years, you're going to have to use a flat rate. You're going to have to get away from percentages and just establish flat rate salaries, and that's the only way you're probably going to ever get these things equaled out.
In the future, that might be something we have to do. Okay? Mr. Madison.
Thank you, sir. You know, since this is for elected officials, I would just say that it seems to me like this is a very good salary. This is nothing to sneeze at. And we all know that when we decide to run for a position, we know what that pay is, and it's us that makes the decision to run for that job. I don't see the need for these raises. Even if one department makes a little more than another department, they're two different jobs. I don't even know why they have to be the same. I think that's a technicality that really is not important.
Okay. Mr. Dodd?
In response to that, a gentleman goes to a certain factory somewhere and accepts a position on the payroll. I guarantee you he doesn't expect to stand there and work there the rest of his life at the same salary that he walked in the door at.
Well, he doesn't have to run again if he doesn't want to.
Okay. Well, we're not going to get a debate. Roll call.
He or she.
Okay. Motion carried. Anything else? Mr. Minner, if you want to bring in two. And Mr. Petrillo, your comments, I do know what you're saying because we talked about this at executive committee. We just have to figure out some way in the future to try to get a handle on it.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, my vote, because we don't always understand yes and no votes.
Yes.
My no vote was simply because I felt maybe we could level the field sooner. It was not against these gentlemen receiving or ladies receiving raises.
Appreciate
it. I do believe they should.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Minner, if you want to bring in Resolution 2, please.
A resolution establishing compensation for Madison County board members. Vote for your approval.
Okay, we have a motion and a second.
Yes.
We have a second. On the question, roll call. Yes, I'm sorry.
That was 0% over 4 years.
That is correct. That is correct. Okay. Motion carried. Mr. Minner, if you want to bring in three, please.
We have a resolution authorizing stipends for regional superintendent and assistant superintendent of schools.
And if you bring in four at the same time, I think that's going to be the same
it's
issue.
A resolution authorizing supervisor of safety compensation for the sheriff. I move your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Got a second?
Yes.
Okay, we have a second on the question. Mr. Madison.
Thank you. I think I have it right this time. I just wondered what this stipend is for and what it was originally designed to do. If it was something that was designed a long time ago, that I just don't know what that is. And it doesn't list here what their salaries are. If you happen to know what those are? That would
okay,
be
Mr. Parenti, I'm going to try to answer that.
These stipends have been in place for a long time. They're actually authorized in the statutes under each regional office of superintendent, also under the sheriff's responsibilities. Under the supervisor of safety for the sheriff, there's actually duties enumerated in the state law, and there's a clause in there specifically says that the regular sheriff's compensation shall not be used for these purposes, and it says the county board may set additional compensation. So there's actual duties that the sheriff has outside of his responsibilities as county sheriff, as head of security for the courthouse, and also the head of the jail. It has to do with traffic and safety inside cities, outsides, highways, things like that. So that's the purpose for that one. On the superintendent of schools, it's a little bit different. The state pays the superintendent of school salary. The county doesn't pay for that. The state, in the statute, it says how much that salary shall be. Quite frankly, there's not much of a difference in the salary for a county of $50,000 or a county of $800,000. It's pretty similar. It says that the county board may provide additional compensation if it chooses. Really, I believe the what's behind this is just to try to get the regional superintendent, who holds the same qualifications as our school superintendents, a little closer in salary. There's a gap between what our school superintendents make and what Mr. Diber or whoever holds his position makes. So it doesn't close the gap completely. It hasn't changed for some time, but that's pretty much the primary reason behind
and
it.
And that gap is extremely large, and this increase has not changed. This has been the same. I think it's been about the same since I've been a county board member. So it's the same thing.
A couple of years ago, the reason I ask is that this stipend, I think I read was something about it was designed for people that were in rural areas where they had a hard time finding somebody for the position, to run for the position.
That I don't know. Mr. Petrillo?
Mr. Chairman, as a chairman of the committee that Dr. Diver reports to, I can tell you that his duties and responsibilities, in my opinion, have grown a great deal. And I think that Dr. Diber has a lot of foresight and planning for what's going to come in the future. I would hope that in the future we can get off this number of 10,000 and raise that. I don't know exactly what his salary is, but I know in this county, in the schools that he services and takes care of, the number of things that he is now going to be responsible and soon be responsible for, I think that would dictate that we need to get off the 10,000 and move higher. Thank you.
Oh, by the way, did you say the salary that he's paid?
It's approximately $105,000.
Thank you.
Roll call. Go ahead, Ms. Honkins, then I'll have a roll call.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, when it comes to raises, anybody who gets a raise, and we've done this, I've done it myself, and you feel that you didn't want that raise, all you have to do is get a hold of you or Joe and do without that raise. You have to fill out the form and that, and then you get the money back, and it goes into the general fund. So it's an easy way if you feel, as an individual, you just didn't want that raise for some reason. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Roll call.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Holliday.
My vote on 2 was supposed to be no, and I pressed yes. Could that be changed, please?
Yes, we could do that. Okay, thank you. Mr. Minner, I have a request to bring in 1, 4, and 5 separately, too, so I think what we'll do is have you bring in 2, 3, and 6. I think you'd do, just bring in 2, 3, and 6, and we'll go from there. F, 2, 3, and 6.
We don't have a 6.
I got a 6 on mine.
I do.
I don't.
That's what we just approved.
That's the levy.
That's the levy thing. You need an updated thing? Because we had to do that this morning.
I got the new 6.
Sorry to throw you that curve.
Okay, so you want 2, 3, and 6, right?
That is correct.
Okay. We have a resolution for reappropriation of a remaining for year 2013 budget to year 2014 budget. Immediate emergency appropriation 2014, we choose health community grant, and resolution approving construction contracts for the Southwest Illinois Flood Prevention Council. I move your approval.
We have a motion. We have a second. We need a second on the machine. We've got one now. On the question, roll call. Mr. McRae, we still don't have your...
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Motion carried. Mr. Minner, if you bring in, I think we'll just bring them in separate, I guess. 1 first.
Well, we have a summary report of claims and transfers. Move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Second. On the question.
Chairman.
Yes.
So F1, we are transferring $4 million from the general fund to the capital projects fund. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So what's the balance in the capital projects fund now? Isn't it about $5 or $6 million?
It's in that range.
So why do we need to move 4 additional million into there? Why do we need to do that, and why now?
Well, we as we had this discussion when we were talking about the jail bonds, we have capital projects that we're using existing revenue, including that in the general fund, to pay for. And I believe we had identified about $7.4 million worth of projects that are either ongoing or we're getting ready to start. So the transfer of the $4 million out of the general fund will provide us with the proper resources to pay for all those projects. And then we have an additional $3.5 million in our 5-year plan. So it's just a matter of setting aside money for these capital projects rather than financing them or doing something like that.
I guess that's my question in view of the jail, because I realize that we identified those projects, and some of those but aren't going to be completed next year or even started next year, right? Capital projects.
We're planning on moving forward with most of them in 2014. Now, some of them will take more than a year to build out, but we're separating the funds so that we pretty much have the green light to move forward with them. The big ticket items are the projects we talked about over at the courthouse.
the tuck pointing, the ceiling, you know, the roof on this building, the HVAC system.
Right.
Those are the projects that we're kind of targeting.
And we'll probably still have to spend, even if the bond issue on the jail doesn't pass, we're probably still going to have to spend money on the jail, and that's right. Going to come from that fund also.
Well, I mean, I guess that's my point, is that we're looking, we know probably one way or the other we're going to have to do something to the jail, right? And it seems to me that I would like to see us retain as much money in the general fund for as much flexibility as possible, at least through March, till we know what the...
Actually, just the opposite of what you're saying is true. By putting that money in that fund, that's the fund that we use to do these type of projects, and that means you can't spend it on anything else. So that's the reason we're doing it, is we want to make sure that it's being used for capital projects.
Right. No, I understand that, but then it's earmarked for certain capital projects, and I'm just saying that rather than let the horse leave the barn, perhaps we should... and maybe even reevaluate some of the projects that need to be, maybe could wait a year.
It's actually not earmarked for any certain project. Even though it goes in that funds, it has not been earmarked to any certain project. Once you put it in that funds, it still has to go through this county board to see how that money is going to be spent, so it has not been earmarked.
Okay. I'm not trying to debate you. I'm just asking, this is what I would. But I mean, once you start on a project, you want to finish it. So if you start on a new, on tuck pointing, which may be able to last a year or two from now, as an example, once if you would start that, that's about $1 million project, and it should be completed. And so that's just my opinion, is I would like for us not to make that transfer until after we have the vote on the bond.
And once again, when you put it in there, that's what you use for the money. If you don't have the money in there, you're not going to do that project. So I don't know how to explain it. So roll call. $23.6 Okay, if we want to bring in, go ahead and bring in four.
Immediate emergency appropriation for year 2013, year end various funds. Move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Not yet.
Okay, you need a second?
Yes.
Okay, probably the same issue. Roll call. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I mean, the roll's already taken, but go ahead. I mean, you make your comment. And could you speak into the mic, please?
Yes. My question is to the tort judgment and liability fund.
We're not to that one yet. That's the next one. We only did number four. Is that correct, Jack?
Only did number four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's coming up next.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, now, Mr. Chairman, I think what she's talking about is F4 down at the bottom says tort judgment and liability, health benefits.
Is that the?
You're
talking about the number five. We're not voting on that yet. We're voting on number four.
Actually, I have a question on the amount in the emergency appropriations into the Internal Service Fund, and that's the tort judgment and liability. It's
that's number five, isn't it?
$910,000 going into that fund. I'm curious why.
Okay, Jennifer, what do you have the corrected number? This number actually wasn't correct. It's actually not a transfer. What it is it's not an expenditure of money. It's an adjustment to our financial statement. We have to put in reserves any type of claim that we believe may be possible that we have to pay out. So at the end of each budget year, we go through this exercise of either taking some out of that reserve or putting it back based on what happens. This number is incorrect. It's actually going the opposite direction, correct?
How much?
$270,000. So we're this transaction isolates $270,000 for potential claims in the future.
So I guess then to clarify that, my question is, did this area overexpend, or what happened with the money, So I don't understand.
Again, we're not spending. We're reserving. We're just putting a lien on a certain amount of money for claims that have been made against Madison County that a consultant has told us to set reserves for that purpose in case we have to pay it out.
Do we have any pending claims in that area?
We have a lot of claims against Madison County. It's an ongoing exercise we go through every year.
Any other questions? Roll call. Let's go ahead and finish it. Or, okay.
That already.
Mr. McRae. Okay. And then item F. I mean five.
Right. Resolution authorizing settlement of self-funded liability program file number 06-43-010. Move for your approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second on that? We have a second. If there's a question on that, I will warn you, we have to go into executive session to speak about it. We cannot speak this in open session. So if anybody has a question on it, it has to be done in executive session after this meeting. I don't think we could talk about this at all. Is that correct? Or can we? How do we handle this?
Say it generically.
If you want to try, it's a settlement of a claim. But go ahead if you want to try to explain a little bit. I don't know how to handle this. I think the best thing is, I think we can go into executive session after this meeting. It's not a problem.
This is proposal for settlement on a claim made against in a case related to the regional superintendent of schools office. And if you want to discuss, this is an open case, and so yes.
So if you want more information, we have to go into executive session to give you that information.
If it's an open case, why would we have vote on amount of money? I guess I don't understand that.
Because we're trying to settle the case.
I see. Okay.
Okay. Roll call. Mr. Minner. Anything else?
I hope not.
Okay. Grants Committee, Mr. Malone.
Thank you.
And if you could bring in G&H, please.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, fellow board members. I'll start with G. I have one resolution to present to the board, which is number one. Number two, a resolution authorizing the receipt of $472,000 for home buyer and rehabilitation assistance. And under G, I have a resolution awarding bids for weatherization of HVAC contractor. I move for their adoption.
We have a motion. We have a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Malone?
No, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. Planning Development Committee, Mr. Maher.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the Planning Development Committee has the following resolutions for your approval. Please note that hearing number Z130064 was tabled at the Planning and Development meeting.
Okay, what was that? That's zero?
It was Z130064.
Okay, we got that. Okay.
It's tabled.
Okay.
Okay. The finding facts and recommendations, resolutions, and the refund resolution. I so move approval.
We have a motion. Is there a second? Ms. Hawkins, you had a question?
Second.
Okay, second. Okay. On a question, roll call. Anything else, Mr. Maher?
That is all. Thank you,
and Mr. Meyer, I like your tie, but turn it off before the next meeting, please. Public Safety Committee, Ms. Glasper. We will do that. Thank you. Real Estate Tax Audit Committee, Mr. Tricano.
Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee has a property trust and resolution. I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? We got a second on the question. Roll call. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Tricano? Thank you. Transportation Committee, Mr. Simonism.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members, the Transportation Committee has six resolutions. They're all in your packet. The first being a supplemental agreement for preliminary engineering service to replacement of drainage structure on Pin Oak Road in Pin Oak Township. Number two is a long-range plan highway improvement. Three is agreement funding resolutions for Morrow Road Bridge. Number four is an agreement for funding resolutions for Troy O'Fallon Road Project. Five is a report of bids to award contract for the 2014 Road District Motor Fuel Maintenance Proposal. And number six is a report of bids to award contract for the 2014 County Motor Fuel Tax Maintenance Material Proposal. It's been signed by all members, and I move for its adoption.
We have a motion. Is there a second? You got a second on the question? Roll call. Holiday is trying. Okay. Motion carried. Anything else, Mr. Simonism?
Other than nope. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Okay. And I was just, before we go into the agenda for the Board of Health, it's a real short thing. I just want to say just what Joe said. I want to wish everybody a happy New Year and a very Merry Christmas. I hope we're all safe, and I look forward to working with us this next year. Mr. Holliday, if you would bring, first off, could I have a motion to approve the minutes for the September 18th health meeting? Ms. Hawkins.
Yes.
We have a motion. Is there a second? On the question, all in favor by a sign of aye.
Aye.
Opposed, ayes have it. Mr. Holliday.
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen of the board, I ask the activity report be placed on file as presented.
We will do that. Okay.
I also would like to give you some information. The National Association of Local Boards of Health is in the process of being reorganized. They have closed their national office. They have laid off their staff. And at this time, I'll give you more information on that as I receive it.
Okay.
The Illinois Association of Boards of Health, we are still a functioning body.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Walters.
Yeah, I just wanted to, again, wish everybody Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And to all my Edwardsville people, congratulations on the state championship. That's wonderful. And out of your three losses, just to let you know, that was to my alma mater, Marquette Catholic High School.
Okay. I'll move for adjournment. Yeah, we got a motion. Second. All in favor by a sign of aye. Aye. Well, as ayes have it.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks.